If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If the people lack vision, it says they purpose. They have no purpose in their lives. We come to church week after week looking for purpose. I dare say we search throughout the media, trying to find the right ministry to connect to. We've used certain archaic words and we've taken them from their historical meaning and we've made them such a contemporary reality that it loses its essence. We say, God sent me to be under you. What does that mean? Failing to realize that when you understand under from the Bible, it means to submit even right. When you don't agree.
Right.
Based upon that reality, I don't find a whole lot of people in submission. Bishop Harley called me one day to ask me. He said, I'm going down to Central America to preach. He said, I need to know what the Lord is saying. I said, give me a couple days. And he called me back and I said, you can't go. Here's a man of God with a significant work of his own. But he submits to the vision that God has given. He did not go. I dare say I couldn't find 10 people to listen. I long to have a visionary in my life. Do you know how easy it is to let God give direction to someone over you, and all you have to do is obey?
Right.
I'm praying for a father. God don't like me because he says, stop asking for a father and start being one. Because your vision now is necessary to sculpt others. But that's God's theocratic movement. He works through many, but he only deals with one. Watch this, Jeremiah 1. Verse 4 says, the word of the Lord comes to him. And here's what God says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. See, this is why the abortionists say there is no lie. No, 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 no. God said, before I formed you, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. And then I ordained you. Look at the predestinative plan of God.
That's right.
Before I formed you, I knew you. That's election. Then he said, before you came out of the womb, I sanctified you. That's predestination. And then he said, I ordained you a prophet. That's God's foreknowledge.
Yeah.
All the things Paul taught in Romans 8. You are not here by accident. Tell somebody. Now, those of you that they said that to, here's the way you respond. Then what am I here for? I have an easy job. I'm here to be a troublemaker. That's my only purpose, is to be a troublemaker. God will send me to a banquet with Jewish people and have them ask me to pray, knowing I'm going to say Jesus. Knowing I'm going to say Jesus. That's my troublemaker. You go, boy. I know my purpose. When you know yours, you won't feel so bad when things come against you. I'm a troublemaker. I make trouble at home. She ain't here this morning. I make trouble at home. I be the boss man now. Then I said, Lord God, I'm a child. I can't speak. The Lord said, don't you say that. For you shall go to all that I send thee. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of their faces, for I'm with you to deliver you. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth. And the Lord said, I have put my words in your mouth. I've set you this day over the nations and the kingdoms to root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, build, and plant. The positive cannot come until the negative is enacted. Character cannot be built unless those bad components are ripped out. Watch this now. God shifts from command to vision. That's why people who say, I'm called of God, and then you say, well, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. You didn't wait for the vision. You ran with the call, but you didn't wait for the vision. God doesn't call you to confusion. I don't know, Pastor, I don't know. You're supposed to know. I have people become angry with me because I don't tell them what their ministry is. How am I going to tell you what your ministry is? Well, God's going to reveal it to you, the leader. Why? That type of revelation comes from association. It doesn't just drop out of the sky. The only person that worked with was Jesus, and I'm not him. So I got to take time to get to know you. People say, how come Minister Weatherspoon can come up here and prophesy, and I just give her the mic? You know how long she's been here? How many years that she's demonstrated who she is? Years of faithful service. Vision doesn't just come. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. Now, I know some of the other prophetic people are going to get offended now. Well, does that mean I can't speak? Yeah, that's what it means. If I don't know you, you ain't speaking to the people. Jesus said, I'm about to step into the dynamic of the glorification of this body right in front of your eyes. Peter, James, and John, y'all go. The rest of y'all stay here. Jesus made his own church split. I believe it was at that time that Judas said, look here, I ain't got no future here. Judas said, I'm going to start my own church. Why? Because the Lord did not involve him. But if you had vision, you would understand that God does things like that to provoke your heart.
Oh, yes.
So that
yes.
You'll know what's there. If you're angry because I select someone else to do what you think you're gifted in doing, that's the indicator that you're not ready to do what you think you should do because you're angry and God can't minister through the anger. Well, I got a word. I don't know why you can't listen to my word because you don't submit to the process. And how do you exalt someone who won't submit to the process? Would you send your child to a school with a teacher who will not submit to the process of state training? No. So why do you submit your soul to someone who won't submit to the process? You should not be under anyone who is not under someone. For how can you lead unless you submit? Listen to God. After he calls him, he comes to him in verse 11 and says, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see the rod of an almond tree. And the Lord said, you have well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. This is an interesting metaphor that God uses with the prophet because in Jeremiah's land, the almond tree was one of those trees that was amongst the quickest to bloom and produce fruit. It did not take as long as, say, you know, any of the other trees, the nut trees or the vines or whatever God uses to grow them. But the almond tree was one that was quick to blossom. It blossoms in January. Most of the other trees blossom around our March. Remember, we're using the Julian calendar, so it would be in their springtime. It's one of the first ones to blossom. And God said, you've seen well, for I am going to hasten my word. So the Lord uses this play on words to impress upon Jeremiah the fact that he's going to watch over his word and bring it to fruition expeditiously, as quick as possible. I would suggest to you that if God's word is not being fulfilled in your life, it's not God's fault. He says, I'm making it like the almond tree. It's to move quickly. And then in verse 13, God expands on the vision and says, now what do you see? He said, I see a seething pot. And the face of the pot is towards the north. And the Lord says, you're right again, for out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. And since Jeremiah was in a place that we call Judah or now modern day Israel, the north would be, there would be some correlation with Ezekiel 36 through 40. And so God is saying these invaders would be coming from the north. Gog and Magog, Tubal and Rosh will be coming down from the north to invade. And God says this is what's going to happen. The boiling pot, this vision shows that God is in control of the nations. These are visionary statements. God could have easily said to Jeremiah, I'm going to hasten my word and perform it quickly. Or he could have spoken to Jeremiah and said, I'm going to bring the people from the north to destroy this land. But no, he used his vision. Why? Because we find out later through science and psychology that we retain 85% of what we see and hear, and only 60% of what we hear singularly. This is why in Deuteronomy, God says to the people, you take the law and you write it down. And the King James uses the word frontlets. It means like a bandana. They would walk around with the law of God written on the bandana so that people would say it and see it at the same time and thereby recalling it quicker than they would if they just read it. This is why as children, if you remember, they had us recite our ABCs. They didn't just have you come sit in class and go, all right, students, this is what they are. No, they made you say it. A, B, C, D, ad infinitum. And you still probably remember it that way. In fact, if someone was to say to you, what's the 12th letter of the alphabet? You say, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. Our whole life is built on mnemonics, cute little phrases, catchy phrases that we use to bring back certain realities to life. They're visionary. Step on a crack. It's not true, but there was a vision involved. Always visionary. You were created for vision. Your life is dominated by vision. My life was dominated by vision when I was 15. I was in church. I'd come to God, and there was a dynamic worship service going on. I stood in the back of the church in a position of humility, humble heart, with my head bowed before God as he was calling for those, the pastor was calling for those to come to Jesus. While I waited with my head bowed and my eyes closed, I sensed by the Spirit's direction that I needed to raise my hand. Not being one to disobey the Holy Spirit, I raised my head and opened my eyes, and I saw a pair of legs walking down to the altar. They were the finest legs I had ever seen in my life. Betty Grable had nothing on these legs. Marilyn Monroe had nothing on these legs. And by divine revelation, I immediately became a prophet. And my vision became prophetic. And I said, I'm going to marry those legs. I had not seen the face. I said, I'm going to marry those legs at 15. I was a true prophet. Because when that person came back from the altar and I saw her face, it was the present Lady Lambert.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
2116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus says that we are the light of the world and that we are the salt of the earth. But just what does that mean? The Bible tells us that we should come out from among them and be separate. That you and I have the command to demonstrate the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, and the love of God so that the world may know that the Lord exists. To that end, the Lord has encouraged us to write a book entitled The Christian and the Culture. The purpose of this book is to give you an opportunity to examine how the culture is trying to pull us into an ungodly lifestyle, but you and I are encouraged to live above the cultural trappings. You need to get this book into your library. There are chapters that talk about confronting the giants in your life, chapters that express God's love for you and how you and I are to separate ourselves, as the Apostle Paul says, by renewing our mind. And that is the basis of change. Our announcer is going to give you all the information you need to get this book into your personal library, to read it over and over and over again, and watch God begin to give you a sense of distinctiveness so the world will see that Jesus truly is the Lord of all creation.
Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandTheCulture.com. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.